Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I am your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and as always, it is my pleasure and my delight to be with you. If this is your first time tuning in to Issues Concerning Women, I just want to welcome you to the program. We're going to have a special guest tonight. Her name is Elena Taylor, and we're so excited to have her, and we're going to talk about some exciting things that she's doing in her life that will be an inspiring and encouragement to any male or female who's listening to the show tonight. If you're a longtime listener, thank you so very much for staying with me. I've been on the air since 2002, so I'm really excited to still be here, and I wouldn't be here if you weren't listening to the show. If you want to call in tonight, the call-in number is 1-347-850-3817, or you can call me after the show at 757-567-6734. If you'd like to send an email and ask me about being on the show, you can send that to icwdirector@gmail.com. So, without any further hesitation, I want to bring on the line my special guest for tonight.
And how are you?
Good.
Hey, I'm
good.
Hi.
How are you?
How are you?
Good. It is a beautiful evening in Hampton Roads, and I just want to thank you for being my guest on my show tonight. How was your day today?
Oh, it's beautiful. When it's 80 degrees outside in March, can't go wrong. So thank you so much for the invite.
Oh, you are so welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Miss Elena Taylor, and she's a mom, she's a transitional coach, motivational speaker, and adding to that, soon-to-be author. Elena is a former teacher and associate director of admissions for a local college, and she's a self-proclaimed self-help junkie. So, you know, she's like one of my great colleagues. We've worked together for quite a few years, so I'm really, really excited to have her on the show tonight. So, Elena, I want you to tell our listening audience a little bit about you and your career, and talk some about your book that you're authoring this year.
Good, I would love to. Can you hear me well?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, good. Well, again, I'm Elena Taylor, and I truly do live by the motto that success happens by design and not default. And I found myself, you know, I thought I did everything the right way. I, you know, went to college, got married, had kids, and tried to do everything, you know, the right order, got a job. And I honestly thought, Francine, that I would be sailing off into the sunset and everything would be happy and blissful. And then life happened. And I found myself, after being married for 15 years, going through a divorce. It was separation first, then divorce, losing a home, going through a custody battle. So within a short time frame, I had felt I had lost things that I had identified with in my life, and I really became a self-help junkie. I started reading everything I get my hands on because I knew it was something much more out there for me, and I wasn't truly living life. And all these things had happened for a reason, so I had to truly buckle down and figure out what I was here destined to do, and how can all of my life experiences, what have they led me to do? So it was truly a moment in going through things in my life that got me to this point I am at right now.
Well, we are excited that you are here with us tonight. And I just want to thank you for saying that you would come on the show. So during the transition from marriage to career, what has changed for you? Because I know you went through a lot during that time. So what has kept you going, and what has changed in you as a woman?
Well, let me tell you, first and foremost, the thing that kept me going was my faith. And when, if you've ever gone through anything, and I'm sure your listeners, if you've ever experienced anything in life, faith is the one thing that you have to rely on when you're tested, no matter what you're going through in life. And we'll get knocked down and things will come up and adversity will show its ugly head. But when you rely on your faith and know that this all has to be for a reason, and you start putting the pieces of the puzzle together. I started going back and thinking about the jobs I've had in the past, the relationships I've built with other women, and kind of figured out what the pattern was. So for me, when I went from teaching to being the associate director of admissions for a college, the one thing that was constant was teaching and empowering women, or in men as well, because I enrolled men as well, to be their best selves. You know, whatever goals they had lined out for themselves, how can we help you make that manageable and get from A to Z, and some steps that are detailed. And I found that that whole process led me to this moment of being a coach and helping women and men transition, you know, whether they are finding themselves going through a separation or divorce or recently retired, empty nester, where the kids are going off to college, and now you got to kind of reinvent yourself over again. So all those things I've gone through were for a reason and a purpose, and I just want to share that with other women and other men as well.
That's awesome. So I just want to let our listening audience know, if they just tuned in, we're talking tonight to a young lady who has gone through a transition. Now she's ready to spread her wings and fly. And we also have another young lady on the line. I want to bring her in for a moment, and I'm going to introduce her. And her name is Kiki Wilson, and she's a intern at a local college, but we want to say hello to her tonight. Kiki, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, everyone.
Hi, Kiki. How are you?
Fine. I'm sorry I'm a little late. I'm a little under the weather, and I was coming from the ER.
Oh, no. Are you okay?
But I told you. Yes, I'm okay.
Okay. Good. Now, what she told me, and she was just going to share with you, that she told me she would not let me down. She would be on this show. But I don't want to... you to have to stay on the line if you're not feeling well. So you did what you promised you would do.
my mom always told me that your word is your bond, and your bond
absolutely
is your life. So you have to live by your word, or, you know, your word ain't nothing.
Right, absolutely. Well, thank you for tuning in. But if, at any moment, if you feel that you're not doing too good, you can just click on off, and you know I will understand, because I can see if you're on the line or not.
So, okay.
We want you to, you know, do well, so I'm not going to ask you a whole lot of questions, but please tell our audience who you are and what you do and what you're aspiring to do.
Well, right now I'm on my last semester in college. I'm going to school for criminal justice. I want to, with my degree, I want to look after kids in group homes and start up my own group home for kids that's in the system, so they can have a little normalcy to their lives instead of living in, a facility. They have a home environment where they get taught certain lessons that we get taught from our parents. So I just want to have a structure like that, so they can have more of a family setting versus a facility setting.
Absolutely. That is so wonderful. So, Kiki, I can tell by your voice that you're not feeling well, so I'm going to mute you off the line. I want you to go and lay down, and I'm going to call you later. Because I don't want you to be out here and you don't feel good.
I didn't want to go, but I understand.
Okay, so but you can stay on if you like. But I'm telling you, I will. And if you feel like chiming in, then that's fine. But I don't want you to be on if you're not feeling well. Okay.
Okay, I'll just listen then. I want to listen.
Okay. All right, that sounds good. So hang in there, and you feel better, and we're praying for you, okay?
Thank you. I need it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Issues Concerning Women radio show. We're going to take a few-minute break, and we'll be right back. So hang in there. Alrighty, we are back. And ladies and gentlemen, this is Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I'm your host, Francine Humphrey, and my guest tonight is Ms. Alina Taylor and Ms. Kiki Wilson. And Kiki is a little under the weather, but she wants to hang out with us, so we're going to do that. Our vision is to empower women and men through hands-on demonstrations, through coaching, through advocacy. So that's what we're talking about tonight. How can we empower those? How can we make a difference? And we are dedicated to make a difference. So, Alina, I want you to talk a little bit about your book that you have that's coming out in June, and it's a wonderful title, so I'm going to let you share that tonight.
Yes, I'm so excited. I'm working on my first book, and it's entitled Women, Wealth, Worth, and Wealth. So, Women, Worth, and Wealth. And what I've discovered, Francine, is we have at some point forgotten our worth, our value. And most of us are looking for tangible things in life, wealth, whether that be financial wealth or abundance, relationships. So when I say wealth, I mean abundant lifestyle. But if we get in tune with our worth and know why we was created, our purpose, whose we are, then I think all the other things will fix itself. So it's not just a book where you feel motivated and you read it and you put it to the side, but it's more of a workbook. There are some actions that will be required for those who actually purchase the book. So it's not something you want to just read, but you're going to have to actually participate in the experience to get the most out of it. And, it, again, it's Women, Worth, and Wealth.
Great. And I'm thinking about that title, and that just rings true, and exactly what you're saying, that we really have to know our self-worth and know where we've come from and the ability to move forward in that. And again, that's going through the transition. And like you, Alina, a lot of people that are listening to the show, they want to do the things that they love, but they just don't know how to do that or how to get started. So it sounds like this book is going to be something that they can take, go through it, and then be able to do, work out some of the problems in the book. Is that, am I getting it correct?
You are absolutely right on track with that. I think, you know, to reiterate your point, I think most of us at times we feel so overwhelmed. Our dreams seem so big. So you want to have someone who can help you make them into bite-sized chunks to help you accomplish those goals. Because if we look at the big picture, just itself, it may be seem a little overwhelming or, you know, not manageable. But if we realize that God has not given anyone a dream or a vision that's not possible, so when we take those smaller pieces, and the book is going to walk you through that, you know, start you off where you are with changing your mindset and do some activities on how to change your mindset and how to create a vision for your life, and you're really going to actually write a vision and a mission statement for your life. There's not one business, successful business, I should say, that operates without a mission statement and a vision statement. But we go through our lives every day and don't have a clear understanding of what our mission is or what our vision is for our life. So the book will definitely walk them step by step and make them participate in the entire experience.
Well, I'm excited, and I'm looking forward to getting the book and doing all the wonderful things like coming to your book sign and all that, girl. So you know you got to send me information.
Oh, you know, so you're really definitely on the list. Definitely.
Great. So we talked a little bit about faith earlier. And although we know that we believe in God and we know that he exists, sometimes we find it hard to believe if things aren't going exactly the way we want them to go. So can you talk about that a little bit, how your faith has kept you going, even when you couldn't see a way out, but somehow you made it?
Definitely. And I'm going to give you the short version of the story. But I grew up in church. My mom made sure I was at Sunday school, vacation Bible study. I was an usher. I was in a youth choir. So I grew up in a church environment. What I never fully understood or learned was that it's a two-way conversation. So when I say faith, we hear about all the scriptures, and God forbid, you know, for instance, I'm not going to quote in the scriptures. I know a few, and I keep those under my belt, you know, the ones that, you know, that speak life and promise. Those are the ones I tend to remember. But what I found myself doing was I was hearing it, but I wasn't actually living it. And I remember when I got to this point in my life where I was really struck to my knees, when you feel like everything is out of control, you feel it's overwhelming. And I remember on my knees praying, and I said, God, please, I don't know what to do. I just can't do anything. I don't see a way out of this. And he audibly said to me, and this is probably the first time in my life I heard it audibly, but he said, now get up. I spent all of my 20s and 30s praying, but never understood how to receive spiritual instruction, didn't understand that when you pray, you do have to wait for a response. And I was having a one-sided conversation with God and not understanding that he tells us what his promises are. So we don't, you know, say, God, you promised me this, this, and this, and I want to receive that, then it'll never happen. You know, it's just like kids. And I have a set of twins or teenagers. When you tell your children you're going to do something, they're going to hold you accountable, right?
Absolutely.
You won't hear the end of it. And I think we have to treat our relationship with God the same way. You know, you said, if I do this, or you promised me these things, but you have to be armed with the information. So when I got to this point in my life, it was honestly knowing that God had placed me here for something much bigger, understanding as well that all the things I had gone through that I felt were, you know, bad things, or what I would consider disruptive things in my life, I truly knew that it was for a purpose. And I had to seek instruction and say, God, okay, I know this happened, the marriage fell apart, tell me why and how can I use this to better someone else's life. So faith is truly not just knowing Bible scripture, but understanding even when you can't explain it, there's a bigger person, and relying on that.
That is so true. And I know that somebody out there listening needed to hear that tonight. We talk about, we know who we are and whose we are, but are we really walking what we talk about? We can talk it, and we sometimes say, you know, I depend on the Lord, and, you know, he supplies all my needs for all his riches and glory, but it sounds cute, so that's what we say. But when you get to that point in your life where you don't have anyone else to depend on but him, and you really learn what that scripture means, then I think that's when the revelation or epiphany hits us. You know what? I can't do this by myself. I do need help. And we do also not just from God, but from other men and other women. And that's why I love what I do, because I try to bridge that gap between men, women, businesses, nonprofits, colleges, students, and let them know that it's okay for us to join together, because together we're stronger. And once we learn how to do that, then we can accomplish anything. And I believe that with my whole heart. So I applaud you for your book that's coming out, and I know that it's not easy to put your life on paper. And what you're really doing is opening up yourself and healing yourself when we put the words out there. So I applaud you for doing that, because writing is not an easy task to do. Some people are like, oh, you know, I'm going to write a book about it. But what happens is you start to feel feelings that you've never felt before, and you begin to really understand what your purpose is once you begin to write it down. So congratulations on Women's Worth and Health Wealth. I hope I said that
yes,
right.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to be
you
looking for your book in the near future. So we're going to talk about you being a mom a little bit, because I know you brought your daughters into the conversation. You have
yes.
to. So they keep you busy, I'm sure.
They do.
Absolutely. So I know that it's not easy being a businesswoman and a mom. So can you speak to a woman out there who has children, who wants to pursue her career but thinks she can't? Can you give her some words of encouragement?
Definitely. I will tell any mom, even dad, who's looking at starting a business. Our kids, I will tell you this, I've seen this in my own life, and, of course, my daughters are a little older now. So they're 14, young return 15, so please keep me in your prayers. But what I found is that kids tend to do or react to what they see more so than what we say. So you can tell your kids that, you know, thing, and you can be anything that you want to do, but if they come home and all they see is mom complaining about her job or her coworkers or her life or her finances, believe it or not, they're paying more attention to what we do than what we say. So when I believe that every parent, we have a responsibility to be our best selves, because our kids are also looking at that, especially I have daughters. And I've told my daughters that you are beautiful, you're smart, so smart has to come first, but you're smart, you're beautiful, you have to be kind. And if I'm not demonstrating that in my own life, I can't expect them to do the same thing. So I want my daughters to know that they can do and be anything, and that starts with me at home setting that example. So for all the listeners who are wanting to start a business, understand that it's a lot of pressure, but it's not just for you. Your kids are watching what you do. And are you leading the life right now that you would want for your children? And we want the best for our children, right?
Yes, we do.
So you have to ask yourself, am I leading or living the life that I would want for my child? And if you're not, then you have to do some self-assessments and say, okay, am I using it as an excuse? And I did that for years, for instance. I figured I would wait until my kids got older to start mm-hmm. pursuing life. And what I was doing was teaching them that you never become the priority. You keep pushing things back. And my daughters have told me through this whole journey just how proud they are. They're my biggest cheerleaders.
Mhm. That is so wonderful. And again, they will live by the example that you set as a mom. And
that's
I also
right.
like your motto that you said in your bio, and success happens by design, not by default. And if we're always finding a reason not to do something, then we're never going to achieve the success that we can have. And success doesn't always mean being rich. Success also can mean having peace of mind, having harmony, having that relationship you want with our Lord and Savior, being able to move out of your comfort zone and do whatever it is that you want to do, because nobody really stops you but you. We are our own worst enemies most of the time. You know, when we're saying, I can't do something, it's because you haven't made up in your mind that you can do it or that you have what it takes to get it done. But usually, 9 times out of 10, when women make up their mind to do something, they're going to do it. So I'm really excited, to hear all about your story, and I'm sure I will have you back on the program. But before we go tonight, we know that it's National Women's History Month, and I wanted to share something with the audience. And it's about equal rights in life and family. And the year is 1977, a year of the woman. So the year of the woman, they held a conference in Houston, Texas. And this conference was celebrated by women all from all over the world. They actually called it the Rainbow Conference. And I really like that term, because you sometimes look at what you see on television and you don't think that women get along, because we hear that all the time. Women can't get along, so they can't do anything together. But we know that that's not true. Some women can't get along because they don't want to get along, but those who want to get along, they can. So during this conference, and it was a 3-day conference in Houston, Texas, and it was held in conjunction with the United Nations International Year of the Woman. And at this conference, all of these women came together, including delegates, and then they started naming new delegates. And what happened was, by the end of the three-day meeting, delegates had armed the women's movement with a 25-point national plan of action. And I really like that, because you have to have a plan. And if you have a plan, then you can get things done. So, and I won't read the whole thing to you tonight, but I will share it on my Facebook page. Women left Houston with a renewed purpose, convinced that the conference had marked a change in the women's movement. For every woman there, their life had changed. And no matter what nationality they were, what background they had, whether they were low income, middle income, or high income, they all made a decision that day to make a change. They had a plan. So I just wanted to share that with you all. I read a lot. I'm like you, Elena. I'm actually reading this book, What Every American Should Know About Women's History, because it's Women's History Month, but I just don't read it during the month of March because there's a lot to the book. But I just wanted to share this with you because we can do anything that we want to do, again, once we set our mind to do it. So I'm really excited. So, yes. So, Elena, I thank you for coming on the show tonight. And Ms. Kiki, I'm glad you were able to hang out with us. I have Kiki on mute because she should not be talking. She should be laying down. But I just wanted to give another shout out to her and let her know that we're concerned and we want you to get well soon. So, Elena, we have about 2 more minutes. And if you would, could you share something with our listening audience that's on your heart tonight? I know you've kind of done that a little bit already, but I know you talked about your discovering your gifts and your talents. And can you just share a little bit more about you with the audience?
I sure will. And definitely thank you again, Francine, for this platform. You are doing a wonderful and amazing work. I want you to realize that as well. But something similar, Francine invited me to a networking event, and it was a wonderful networking event. And I want all the listeners who are listening to understand something I, you know, heard 2 years ago. I was at a conference 2 years ago with Steve Harvey, and he said, if you are the best thing in your neighborhood, it's time to move.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't mean my figurative neighborhood, but if you find out that you are the best thing going in your family and your circle of friends, you need to upgrade your friends and your lifestyle, because you want people who are going to constantly push you to the next level. And that means going to networking events, going around people who are more creative or who are going to push you to be your best self. So if you don't remember anything I said tonight, if you are the best thing in your neighborhood, it's time for you to move.
Well, with that being said, awesome, and we're going to end the show tonight with that little tidbit from Ms. Elena, and I want you listening audience to chime in. You can send an email to me at icwdirector@gmail.com, or you can give me a call at 757-567-6734. If you want more information about the show, we are here to build that bridge to connect whoever we think needs to be connected. Because, again, we take responsibility for what we do. Our mission is to create economic independence for all women, men, and their families by providing a voice for those who will otherwise not be heard. That's why I do Issues Concerning Women. I know that I've been given a gift by God, and I also know that when I leave here, that I want to use all my gifts and all my talents. So, Elena, thank you so much. Ms. Kiki, thank you as well. Yes, and I really, really appreciate you both. And I'm going to turn Kiki back on so she can say good night. Good night, Ms. Kiki.
Good night. Thank you.
Hope you feel
thank you.
Feel better too. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. So, Elena, we're leaving the show. Oh, you're still there? So, good night. Thank you again. I really appreciate you coming on tonight. You were an inspiration to me, and I'm sure you touch many hearts tonight. And I'm looking forward to much success from you. And you know I'm in your corner, and I'm cheering you on, my sister. So as we celebrate National Women's History Month, we have to celebrate each other because we are our own best cheerleaders. Like you said, your kids are. So we have to celebrate
yes.
each other as well. So thank you so much. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I'm your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and as always, I send my love to you, and I look forward to being with you on next Thursday. Good night, and God bless. Hello.